There we go. So hello, my name is Maya Robinson. I might pin myself actually, just so you can see me. There we go. And I'm here with a small group of people. I feel like I'm broadcasting. It's very, very professional. And I'm going to talk through some of the questions we've had from people this week. I've done 14 sessions on Zoom and phone calls with individual artists, which is and producers, which has been brilliant. And we've had lots of really interesting questions, and I was able to talk a lot about what I see for the project. So I thought we could just bash through those now, if that's all right. So, yes. So question one, how will the project work in practice? I'm going to do a bit of reading, if that's okay, just because otherwise I just go hither and thither and forget things. So we're hoping to recruit a team of artists and a producer who between them can deliver projects across six areas of Scotland with three target groups. There are various things to be defined by the process of recruitment. So where the artists are based, who they aim to work with, where and how. So we don't know who's going to apply, in other words. Once we know what the applicants look like and how well they might meet the criteria, we'll begin to kind of puzzle out what that looks like. So these factors, I've said, will determine the shape of the project broadly. Each artist will then work in collaboration with people from at least one of the target groups and be supported by the other artists in the group. So each project will be co-created with the chosen target group, and our aim is that artists won't be working in isolation, as is often the way, but we'll be working collaboratively, so you'll be leading on one project and supporting others. The projects could be any art form. As a company, we've historically made performance projects, which are multi-art form, but as long as the work creates high-quality sensory creative experience for all included, then that meets our goals. Question two, can you tell me more about the geographical spread of the project? How will the artists work across regions? So work, we've said that work can be delivered in person, online, through letterboxes or over the telephone or any other thing you can think of. It's about making a creative connection. So depending on the nature of the projects and the target groups that the artists want to engage with, this might be a big group of people or it might be an individual. It may include people from the target groups, but also their friends, carers, siblings, or families as well. Can you tell me about the nature of the collaboration between the artists? So again, we imagine that the team will work together collaboratively with each artist leading on one or more project and support the other artists in theirs. So I think the first kind of month or two of the project is really going to be an opportunity for each of the artists and the producer to learn about each other as a group and to establish areas of interest, who they're keen on working with, and how artists might support each other as well. Because we've got one artist, we've got one producer and six artists. So I don't think it will be a traditional producing relationship, well, one that I'm used to, for example. So I think there'll be a lot of co-facilitation, a lot of working together, and co-counselling. And I think it would be lovely if there was a real mix of people in that group of different experiences and backgrounds and all the things I said in the application back. Someone else has asked, is there any way that role could be a job share? So I find collaborative working wonderful anyway, so would happily apply if it was possible to share it. So I've said we'd welcome a job share application. That's absolutely fine. There's two approaches you could do to a job share, or if you don't feel that you have the time commitment to meet the kind of 6 months full time or 2.5 days a week or whatever. If you feel you could do less of that, and there might be access requirements that restrict what you can do in that, but you could apply, I think, stating clearly the time you have available. So how you would like to work. If you've got a clear intention in your application of like, actually, I'd love to do this, but I've got 1 day a week. I've got 1 day a week for a year, but that's what I've got. Then we know to consider that as part of the mix, you know? And two, you could find someone else who you think is a kindred spirit or who you might work well with in a complementary way. And you could prepare a job share application with them together. So if you were going to do the second one, I would recommend you submit your cover letters and job applications separately, but you also have a bit of a statement that says how you might work together. And I think that would be true of like the producer role or the artist roles. Or you might feel like it'd be better to do a collaboration, you know. Our real intention is to give artists 6 months worth of work at once, 6 months worth of work and fees. We don't want to diminish that. Obviously, there are parameters in people's lives, and collaborative working is all good. So, just be really clear about what you can and can't do, or what your interests are. That's fine. That's good. Overshare, if you will. So is there any leeway in the start date? Could I start in January? I think in theory, yes, we can be really flexible, and it's about how things might work in the run up to that. I think we're very much open. I'm very much open to a big conversation and looking at the jigsaw of what might work once we have all the applications. I think in the autumn, it would be really great if we could have all those conversations with the artists and producer. There's a few ways we could do that. I don't imagine sitting around one room, you know. It might be on Zoom, it might be phone calls, it might be connecting in different ways to get that information and get that sense of where we're all at. Is everyone okay? Is this all clear? Yeah? Okay. I can't see anyone frowning, so I'll bash on. So do like put the fire alarm on if you need to stop me. Have you identified the groups or individuals that you're hoping to engage with this work? So we've said we've not identified groups that the artists will work with. That really depends on who the selected artists want to work with and what their specialisms are. We'll be looking for a team of artists to work with a range of people between them, people in our target groups, as well as those who live around them or with them. We aim to work with those who've been most excluded by mainstream activity, but work can include the families, friends and carers as well. Is it a particular age group that you're looking to engage with? So are you looking to engage with children and young people or adults or both? Are you working with schools? So I've said, as you can imagine, when our target groups are autistic people, people with profound multiple learning difficulties and people living with dementia, as our kind of three target groups, there might be a range of ages that we would work with over the year or even within a project. We've not defined these. Ideally, as a programme, we would have an intergenerational reach. That would be ideal over all of the projects and all the work that happens. But we wouldn't want every project or every artist to have the same focus. So again, it's all about that jigsaw, I think, when the applications come in and we're looking for a bit of balance. Are you keen for the work to conclude in a tangible outcome or open to the work being a process? So I've said we're open to a range of outcomes. You don't need to work up to a thing, a film, a show, a piece of something, you know. It may be that these are time-based and process-led interactions. It may be that these are one-off. I mean, I think as a company, we're looking to support more longer-term activities, but it doesn't mean that if the first idea doesn't work out, that we can't start again or try something else. Or, you know, sometimes we can connect really profoundly with something that's temporary. Again, really open to what that is. I've been looking at both the producer and artist roles, and I want to inquire if I was able to apply for both positions. So we're happy to accept applications from one person for both roles, but make it a separate, do yourself the favour of writing the separate applications and looking at the separate person specifications. And I'll talk about the application process in a little bit. This is a very dull, dry budget question, but you mentioned that the jobs can be PAYE, so employed or freelance equivalent. What on earth do you mean by such things? So as an employee, in our budget, we put in the money for a salary, which in this case, say, for example, for the artist role, that's £14,000 for 6 months full time. On top of the basic salary, we have to budget for a 3% pension contribution which is a few hundred pounds, £712.08 over the year. And we also have to budget for employers' national insurance, which is also a couple of hundred pounds. So the total fee that's available, so the total spend would be the employed rate of £14,000, or it would be the total fee, which is equivalent. And in this case, for the artist role, that would be £15,132.08. Vitally important 8 points. I hope that makes sense. We would still want to give people some holiday time if they were freelance and they chose that option. If you do go the employed route, which is grand, you as an employee, you would need to put in a 5% pension contribution. So that would come off your salary. You would get a payslip. You don't have to invoice. There are pros and cons to both. I feel we could cross that bridge when we come to it, but that's what the fee would be for that. For the producer fee, because it's 4 days a week over a year, but at the same basic rate, it's a total of £24,943.28. So those are the figures. Are you open to applications from emerging or early career artists? Not early year, probably, but yeah. Early career artists or producers, providing they meet the requirements. So yes, we're hoping that we have a good mix of people with varying skills and experience. We also have training budget available for everybody involved, and that could be used for in-person training or remote training, for mentoring from or consultation with a specialist in a particular field. And those people could be anywhere in the world, really. If you can cope with one more Zoom, then they can really be anywhere. Where did this program idea originate? So this program was really heavily inspired by a project that we did in 2019, where we worked with Ellie Griffiths. And Ellie Griffiths is a sensory arts specialist. And IAP, our company, we produced Sound Symphony, which was by Ellie, and it was made with and for autistic young people. So through this project, through an industry symposium that we did at the time, that we supported with Frozen Lights and Capitol Theatres at the time, and our conversations with audiences and artists, we've developed this project to increase the amount of high quality sensory work that is made in Scotland for audiences and participants who face multiple barriers to access. So that's where it's come from. If you have a look on our website, which is pithily titled independentartsprojects.com, all one word, you can see more about Sound Symphony, which was the piece that's made. It's in our project section, if you wanted to have a look at that. The programme was also inspired and made possible by the Culture Collective Fund, which is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant thing. And it's supporting 26 projects across Scotland, including this one. And it offers longer length contracts to artists and arts workers to create arts activity with communities. That is the purpose of the fund. The fund stipulated that 50% of the budget went towards contracts for artists. By the way, shouldn't they all do that? shouldn't that be how arts organisations work? Arguably. Anyway, it's a brilliant thing, and that opportunity was very much part of the inspiration as well. So how involved do you perceive the producer to be with the individual projects? I think the producer's role will involve administrative and logistical elements, so the practicalities of booking, access, support, spaces, scheduling, BSL interpreters, captioning, and things like that. An element of facilitating or co-facilitating project development with the artists, support and check-ins, regular meetings, how people are engaging, and agreeing and negotiating partnerships with organisations. And those organisations might be artistic or community or support organisations. They might be there to support the individuals who take part. I imagine everyone involved at some stage, artists and producers, may be involved in picking up a phone and some kind of what I would call audience development, but basically inviting someone along, engaging someone, bringing someone into the process. Engaging people on their own terms. This is question 14. Everybody's doing very well at this point. So how much knowledge of accessible and inclusive art practices would you like the applicants to have? So this is one of the essential criteria in the person's specification. So it's a really great question. So it's important to articulate how well you feel your experience, knowledge will help you meet that particular criteria. And I've said you might do that by describing your experience of working with accessible and inclusive arts practices, your study or reading of accessible and inclusive arts practices, or your lived experiences of non-accessible and inaccessible practices. I hope that gives an idea of the kind of thing we're looking for in the cover letter. And I've underlined this bit for importance, so please imagine my face to be underlined at this point. It's important to note that each application will be assessed on its ability to meet the essential and desirable criteria in the person's specification. So go through each line one by one and try to articulate how your experience meets that criteria. Be explicit and use examples from your CV. When we score the application, we will mark each application against those lines and give it a score of either zero, we don't feel you've met the criteria, if it's zero, one, you've partly met the criteria or you have some knowledge or experience in that area, or two, you've really articulated that you can meet this criteria. Yeah, so that might be through, I've said it, it's clear, you get to, it's clear you have good experience, knowledge, or transferable skills that will prepare you for this element of the work. And the highest scoring applications using that system will be invited for interview. So that's how that process works up to the interview stage. Next question, do I need to pitch an idea in my application? No, you don't. We don't want your ideas, quite frankly. not to be rude or anything, I'm sure you're fantastic at generating ideas, but we don't need any at this stage. You don't need to present an idea or pitch a finished product, and you won't need to do that if you're invited for an interview either. That's really critical to know. You don't need to develop something for this. You don't need to provide a marketing plan either. The artists will be co-creating work with the groups of people, so it's probably not the most appropriate to have a really fixed idea of what you want to do across the year. What we're interested in hearing from you is what areas of exploration or inquiry or shared interest you might be interested in exploring with a group or an individual. So this project is not about engaging big numbers. We're looking for rich or deeper engagement than you might normally find. However you might interpret such a woolly sentence. We're looking for artists who can work collaboratively, co-authoring work that connects with people who've been isolated by society, especially over the last couple of years. Statement rather than question, I'm not sure I have the experience that you're looking for, but can I still apply anyway? Should I apply? There's a lot of questions like that. And I would say, take a good look at the person's specification and see if you can meet those criteria. We're looking for a mix of enthusiasm and experience with our team. If you feel you can meet the essential person specification to a decent degree, I'd encourage you to apply. Send me an email if you have any specific questions. I am here. At jobs@independentartsprojects.com. I have one more question for just now. If you've already involved in another cultural collective project, can you still apply, or does that prevent you from applying? It doesn't prevent you from applying. We don't look, we've clearly stated in the job application pack everything we're looking for. And as far as I'm aware, there's absolutely no criteria that would prevent you as a freelancer, especially being involved in work from different organizations. That's fine. You're not going to be engaged on an exclusive contract. You're not going to be engaged full time, you know, unless you want to work in full time chunks or bits. So that's absolutely fine. If you're already involved in another culture collective project, it shouldn't prevent you from applying. Yes. I suppose one of the things to say is about time and how time might be used as well. The artist contracts are 6 months equivalent, and I think there's a lot of flexibility within that for each person to say what might work for them. You know, I think we're looking for regular engagement with the team as a whole, but as a freelance creative, I imagine you will have projects that require intensive periods and ones that require less intensive periods, and that so it doesn't have to be 2.5 days a week for a year, and it doesn't have to be 6 months full time. It could be something in between, and it could be something sporadic. And whatever it is we decide, and how you will work and how you will use your budget of time and fee or salary, you know, we'll figure that out when we get there, I think, if that's okay. If anyone's got any specific questions about that, I'd be happy to respond. Has anyone got any questions? Yeah. Are you, Caitlin, are you happy to come online?
Yeah, totally. I was just wondering, obviously with the kind of chosen audience that we'd be looking at is kind of neurodiverse people, that you would also be open for the applicant to be neurodiverse themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a look at the job application packs, I've tried to articulate that better there, so I realise I've not said that today. So yeah, absolutely. Cool. Very welcome. Anything else? We just know. Is that all right? Shall I? I'll stop recording now. Thank you very much, everybody. Hi again. I just want to mention a couple more points. One of the questions we had after I switched the recording off was, I suppose, just a clarification that each of the artists would be leading on one project, but also supporting on others. And so it is quite a collaborative and collegiate project that we're trying to create, where everybody is able to support each other, you know, the six artists and producer. So I wanted to say that. And the other thing I wanted to say, I was asked about, was just a clarification about whether there is an outcome at the end of the project. Will this work, you know, will the artists all be working towards co-creating a specific outcome? And I think, you know, co-creation doesn't necessarily need to lead to one defined thing. You know, it might be a series of experiences and or a series of engagements, and that being perfectly acceptable and worthwhile. There would be a conversation, I think, about how we evaluate and how we document those experiences. But we're certainly, I'm certainly really open to what that is. And they're not being pressured to create a specific outcome or output in advance. I think the benefit will become apparent. I hope that's been really useful. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.